For the first time, the Syrian government and opposition are at the negotiating table in efforts to find a political solution to the crisis in their country. The two sides, bolstered by the international community, are holding talks in Switzerland aimed at ending 3 years of conflict that has killed more than 100,000 people. Patrick Maigwa has the story.
The Syrian government and opposition groups came face to face for the first time as the international community gathered in the Swiss city of Montreux to try and broker a peace deal that would hopefully end nearly 3 years of bloodletting in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon set the pace for the conference.
After nearly three painful years of conflict and suffering in Syria, today is a day of fragile but real hope.
The Secretary General described the war in Syria as a profound tragedy whose death toll is well over 100,000, with more than 9.5 million people displaced and in need of humanitarian support.
Some towns and villages have become unlivable, ruined by constant aerial bombardments. Schools, hospitals, markets, homes and places of worship have been destroyed. Car bombs, suicide and mortar attacks have terrified the population in many parts of the country.
Mr. Ban said Syrians had the primary responsibility to end the conflict, determine their political system and future in line with the Geneva Communique, which was adopted in June 2012.
The Geneva Communique sets out a number of key steps for a Syrian-led transition, starting with the establishment of a transitional governing body with the full executive powers formed by mutual consent, including over the military forces and security and intelligence services.
The high-level conference, which was convened by the United Nations, was originally proposed by the Russian Federation and the government of the United States. Over 40 foreign ministers attended the conference. The Secretary General also urged the international community to impress on both sides the necessity of a political solution. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said a negotiated transition government formed by mutual consent was the only way out of the crisis.
That means that Bashar Assad will not be part of that transition government. There can also be no place for the thousands of violent extremists who spread their hateful ideology and worsen the suffering of the Syrian people.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said efforts to broker a peace settlement for Syria will neither be simple nor quick, but added that the conference was a historic opportunity to end the suffering of the Syrian people.
And on this basis, today we are starting a dialogue between the Syrian sides. They need to discuss the concrete parameters to implement the Geneva Communique and the subsequent steps to be taken for the Syrian people to independently determine their own future. We very much count on external players encouraging Syrians to achieve agreement and to refrain from and encourage the Syrian sides to refrain from any attempt to predetermine the outcome of the process and any steps which may undermine the process. We call upon all participants in the conference to do all they can to assist the government of Syria and the opposition to unite their efforts with a view to eradicating terrorism.
After Wednesday's international conference, focus will shift to Geneva, where the Syrian government and the opposition will begin the search for a political solution face-to-face under the chairmanship of the UN and Arab League Special Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi. Patrick Maigwa, United Nations, Montreux.